Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Surreal Pittsburgh sports dad moment there on NBA TV last night. I know we don't talk a lot of NBA here because we don't have a team, but there's something happening in the NBA finals that's literally never happened before. A Pittsburgh kid is on the verge, is on the precipice of being a driving force, I would say, behind one of the great Cinderella stories in NBA history. The Pacers were 28-1 to win the Eastern Conference, not even the NBA Finals when the playoffs started. Massive underdog. And they forced a Game 7 last night. That was Tim McConnell. Tim McConnell is one of the greatest high school coaches in Western PA history. Basketball, football, whatever. Boys basketball, girls basketball, Chartiers Valley. Coached his kids there. He's going to join me in about 15 minutes here. And what he's watching with TJ McConnell is unprecedented. He is the first player off the bench in NBA history to score more than 60 points, have more than 25 assists, have more than 15 rebounds in an NBA Finals. So he is the ultimate sixth man in NBA Finals. And if you're watching, the NBA doesn't really resonate here, but the way that the fans have just latched onto him and created a stir and a craze and a buzz in Indiana has just been phenomenal. And I've been trying to do my small part and let people know, like, hey, this is an amazing thing that's going on. If you're a sports fan and lover of sports here and lover of our own Pittsburghers, you should be behind this right now. We have spent some time talking about the Pittsburgh basketball Mount Rushmore this week. Who should be on it? Who are not guys that played at Pitt, people from Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania, the four best basketball players this region has ever produced? 412-928-9370. If you want to join me to submit a name, we've talked about this. And the more I go over it in my mind, the more confused I am about who I would put on there. So for basketball fans that are much older than me, Maurice Lucas played for the Trailblazers and won an NBA championship with Bill Walton in the 70s. He's a lock. Billy Knight, who played at Pitt and then went and played in the NBA with the Sixers, I believe, is another lock. Everybody after that, I think, is up for debate. I mean, even when we initially talked about this earlier in the week, I was banging the drum for Dick Groat because he's one of the great players in Duke basketball history. His jersey is retired there. But Dick was obviously a baseball player first and a basketball player second. He only played 1 year in the NBA. It was 26 games, and he averaged 12 points and 3 assists. Now, the reason why I'm still persuaded to put him on this list is because, like his contemporaries from back then in the 50s, like Bob Cousy and people like that, have said that he would have been, if he had elected to just play basketball and not baseball, one of the great basketball players of that era. The problem is he didn't do it. So I think it would almost be unfair to say I'm going to put him on this Mount Rushmore and project what he would have done in the pros instead of giving people credit for what they've actually accomplished in the pros. That's why I would actually put TJ McConnell ahead of him, because McConnell is carved out now in an incredible 10-year run or more in the NBA, and he's now doing this in the championship round, in the finals. So, I mean, we've heard other names. Somebody called in with Danny Fortson the other day. I mean, Danny grew up in Altoona and was just a, you know, decent role player in the NBA, nothing special, never had a coming out party like TJ McConnell's having right now, and I don't really even think he counts. Starkey off the air to me brought up Norm Van Leer, which I actually think was a great call. He played for the Bulls, I think, in the 70s, and was a part of, I think the Bulls went to the Eastern Conference Finals one of those years, obviously way before Jordan got there. It was a multi-time All-Star, and he wasn't born here, but he played at Midland, and then he played college ball at St. Francis, actually. He's probably the best player in St. Francis. He is the best player in St. Francis basketball history. So he's another good one. He was also a radio host after his playing career ended, so I'm a little bit partial to that. So we obviously do not have a robust history when it comes to basketball. It's not like baseball here or football here. And most of the names are old ones, are ancient ones, are ones from like the 60s, 70s, that time period. But I think McConnell now has entered the chat, as they say, because of what he's doing in the NBA Finals and what he's done now for a long time in the NBA, which is to be a nice player for an extended period of time. And now he's like really getting his flowers with the way he's played for Indiana. And the fact that he, a guy that started his career at Duquesne, that he is like very well could be the guy that is most responsible for these plucky Pacers winning a championship. I said the Starkey off the air. We were talking about this. I don't think it's out of the question. Now, he's a huge, 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 huge underdog, as the Pacers are, but he's a huge long shot to win the NBA Finals MVP. But if Indiana pulls the stunner and he's great, I don't think it's out of the question that he gets it. That's how good he's been in these finals. 412-928-9370. Art is on the fan. Hello, Art.
Hey there. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, you're loud and clear.
Wonderful. Connie Hawkins. Have you said Connie Hawkins?
He's not from here.
Oh, he lived here.
Well, that's not the same thing. I mean, I'm talking about, like, just because you play for an ABA team and then, like, retire here, I don't think that that counts. It shouldn't count.
Well, I mean, I don't know. His family's here. I mean, I'm not sure where he's from originally, but he was a great basketball player.
The first thing in his bio, the first thing, sadly, in his obituary, because he died in 2017, sadly. I said sadly twice there because it needs repeating. The second thing it says after a professional basketball player is that he was a New York City playground legend.
Okay. Well,
Art. That's okay. Nothing wrong with just throwing a name out there. If you were familiar with the Pittsburgh Pipers, he was the guy that was the star player on the team from back in the day. So, nice college try there by Art. Daryl is in Houston, one of our favorites. He's next. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, Andrew, I think I like the two that you have, Billy and Maurice and Reese. I think there's two more no-brainers, and that's Pistol Pete and Chuck Cooper. I mean, you have to.
Man, Maravich is a tough call. I don't know if I don't know if you count him or not, because he didn't play high school basketball here. His dad,
I thought he went to Aliquippa.
He is from Aliquippa, but then he moved to South Carolina because his dad got a job there.
Oh, I never knew
so,
that.
So he was born here, and he started playing like youth basketball and stuff here, but he moved to South Carolina with his dad when he was like 11 or 12 years old.
Okay, I see it. Yeah, that might eliminate it. I'll throw one more out there, but it's another old school guy. And I'll
Didn't you say Chuck Cooper?
Yeah, Chuck Cooper has got to be on there because he's a Maverick. I mean, he's one of the original. If he's the first NBA player black NBA player that went to the Boston Celtics, and he had a stellar career at Duquesne. He has to be on the Mount Rushmore. Anybody else, you know, we can debate together.
Yeah, born here, went to Westinghouse.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. I mean, it's.
I mean, he's a
pioneer.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you got to put him up. But yeah, I like TJ's game. I like this game when I saw him at Duquesne and wondered why he wasn't playing at Pitt. He's doing a hell of a job.
Well, they didn't think he was big enough to play at Pitt. That was the issue. And then he went to Arizona and played for Sean Miller and did pretty well for himself. And we played the clip of his dad who said, "I can't believe my son's going to play in Game 7 of the NBA Finals." I mean, he even seems like he's living a storybook life here now.
And not only is he playing, he's balling.
No doubt.
He's balling.
He ain't handing out Gatorade cups to the guys that are playing. He's making big, big, big-time impactful plays for them.
Yeah, he's balling, man. I'm happy for him, man. He looks good. I mean, he looks like he belongs.
This to me is a stat that, of course, they keep track of everything now that blew my mind. So they have monitors on these guys that track how quickly and how fast they move on the basketball court, Daryl. Among every player who's played in the NBA playoffs, he is on average the fastest guy.
I can see that, man. He's all over the place, man. He's beating people to loose balls.
He's an energizer bunny.
Rebound. Yeah, and he can make that little in between fade.
He's got that hanging jump shot, man.
yeah, and it's money. I mean, it's money. So yeah, I'm looking forward to him to do good things.
I'm gonna ask his dad about that. Where did he get that shot? That little fadeaway jumper where he's hanging in the air forever to create space from the defender to get that shot up. Pat is in South Park. Hello, Pat.
Hello.
Hi.
About Armin the Hammer and Gilliam.
Yeah, we've had people bring him up. Nice player, but not somebody like McConnell who's made this kind of impact in the NBA Finals or this kind of impact, frankly, on basketball. He was the number two pick. He was really good at UNLV. Kind of a late bloomer. I think he was a wrestler in high school. But, I mean, just he was a solid NBA player for a long time, which is what I would have described TJ as before, like, the last 2 years in the playoffs with the Pacers. Let's get one more here, and then we'll get to Tim McConnell next. Jim in the South Hills. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
I was just going to say he's – career was tragically cut short in the NBA, but Maurice Stokes,
great call,
Westinghouse.
Yeah, it's a sad story.
You know, was a star at St. Francis. Actually, I think he's probably the best.
Yeah, he might even be better than Van Leer. It's crazy that they've got both of those guys.
And then he was the second pick in the draft and was a really good player till, you know, his illness or disease or whatever.
Yeah, he got sick. He was tremendous. Yeah. He played in the 50s. He was the rookie of the year in 1956. He was sixth in MVP voting in 57, and he was fifth in MVP voting in 58. It's just...
Yeah, and that's pretty good.
Oh, it's pretty good. It's awesome. A lot of these conversations are about guys that played a long time ago. We used to make, as an area, we used to make a lot more basketball players back then than we do today. And maybe that's why, like, I'm getting even more enjoyment out of watching what TJ's doing, because it's not every day. It's not like the NFL where there was a streak for like 30 plus years where there was a kid from the Whippeel in the Super Bowl every year. It's not like that in the NBA. We've got TJ McConnell, we've got Cam Johnson, and I think that's it. Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. Tim McConnell, who went viral, you heard him. He was on NBA TV with Isaiah Thomas. What a moment that must have been for him last night. Millions of people have viewed the video on Twitter.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What do you think of his performance tonight?
Excellent. Just disappointing, missed two foul shots in the beginning. I kept saying, man, I wish he'd have made those two foul shots. But he recovered and we won the game, so I can forget about the foul shots. Anything can happen in Game 7. We're going to OKC to try to win a world championship, and my son's a part of it, and I can't believe that. I can't be more proud to say I have a son in the NBA and I have a daughter in the WNBA. This is a dream come true, and I'm going to OKC for my son to play in the championship game to win the world championship.
25 years from now.
Yes.
Awesome viral moment last night. Tremendous Pittsburgh sports dad moment, too. Just a pinch yourself. You could hear it in Tim McConnell's voice. Just what a surreal thing it was. He's on NBA TV. I believe that was Isaiah Thomas on set with him, one of the great point guards of all time. And he's talking about his son putting on another show in Game 6 of the NBA Finals, a Pittsburgh kid, to get a Game 7 Sunday night in OKC. And Tim McConnell joins us right now on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Tim, have you come down from the high of that last night yet?
Andrew, to be honest with you, no, I have not. it's like a dream. I'm just hoping nobody pinches me and I don't wake up because, like I said, I'm so excited for my son and all the hard work and dedication he put into this game that it's paying off. You know, there's so many great players that play this game in the NBA, and like I think of guys that, you know, were greater Hall of Famers that never played in the championship game, and my son is in Game 7 with a chance to win the NBA championship. It's just a dream come true.
Tim, what were those things like when people aren't looking that he did, and when did that start that led him to this point where he is one of the most important players for a deciding Game 7 in the NBA Finals Sunday night?
You know, I remember it vividly. You know, we're goal-oriented people, and he told me, going into eighth grade, he said, Dad, I want to be a Division I basketball player.
Yep.
And I said, son, do you know how good you have to be to play Division I? I mean, I played small college basketball, and I know how good you have to be. And I said, you know, you have to be really, really good to play Division I. He said, well, that's what I want to do. And I said, well, then you need to write that goal down, put it on your mirror, and you need to do something every day to go obtain that goal. And there would be days I would say to him, hey, what'd you do today to be a Division I basketball player? And he'd say, oh, I gotta go do more ball handling. I gotta do more dribbling, more shooting. And it started then. But, you know, in high school, you know, when his friends were going places, he would make the sacrifice and say, I got to get my workout in. I'll meet you at the movies, or I'll meet you at Kennywood or somewhere like that. He would go and do his workouts and made sure that, you know, he did something every day. And I just saw the dedication and the effort that he put in. Did I think it would turn into NBA? To be honest with you, no, I can't lie to you. But as I saw him progress as a high school player from his freshman year to a senior year, I knew he could play Division I. And when Ron Everhart offered him a scholarship as a sophomore, there was a gentleman from Bethel Park who sent Ron Everhart an email and said, when did you start recruiting water boys? And TJ and I sat in Ron Everhart's office, and he showed us that email. And when we got in the car to go home, he said to me, he said, Dad, I will show them who's a water boy and who's not a water boy. So that fueled his fire to motivate him to show people that, you know, he's not just getting a scholarship offer from Ron Everhart because Ron liked us. He's getting it because he deserved it.
Tim, now the entire basketball world is talking about how incredible your son has played, to the point where I'm seeing things on Twitter where they're taking half of Michael Jordan's face and half of TJ's face and saying these are the same guys. Like you said on NBA TV, I can't believe my son's a part of this. He's not just a part of it. He's a huge part. Like, he's been such a catalyst. It must be crazy for you. You're sitting in an arena, and your son is turned into like a cult hero for these people during this NBA Finals run. And it's not just because he's a likable guy and he plays with energy. He's been outstanding throughout these playoffs. It's nuts.
Well, thank you. And, you know, last night I'm sitting in the audience, and there's, you know, 16 of us there for the game, and TJ's playing well, and you got 17,000 people chanting, TJ, TJ. What a moment that was. I got chills up and down my body. It was just, I mean, it brought me to tears.
Yeah.
It was such a great moment.
Tim, how does he handle all that? Like, does he pinch himself and smell the roses, or is he so in the zone he doesn't even really realize, like, the profound impact he's having on the lives of all these people watching these games?
You know what? He's so down to earth. If anyone ever met him, you know, he's not somebody who's going to boast. He's so special. He knows he has talent, but he just goes out and performs. He doesn't tell you about it. He doesn't talk about it. It's something special to see. He just is a guy that is so down to earth and just works hard. And I'm glad to see all the sacrifices are paying off for him.
Tim McConnell with us here. He was on NBA TV last night. He was viral, that interview, talking about TJ McConnell's, I can't say coming out party because this is old hat for him, these huge performances in the NBA playoffs and NBA finals to get the Pacers to a game 7 of the NBA finals Sunday night. And as you said on NBA TV, the entire, it sounds like, is everybody from that group that you just said going down to Oklahoma City Sunday, Tim? The whole crew?
No, not the whole crew. There's only about 10 of us going.
Only 10.
My sister and her family, they're not going to OKC, but the rest of us are going.
That's
going to
be insane. Donnie Football, who usually produces this show but is in Delaware, sent out a video that has also gone viral on Twitter of you playing in the 1986 District 18 championship game with Waynesburg when you guys were 27-1 and you beat Westminster for a championship. Greater feeling winning that game or what you're watching your son do right now?
No doubt what I'm watching right now. No, there's no comparison. I mean, I text with Coach Maurice's wife today and said, I wish he was here to see this, but for my son doing what he's doing, there's no question this is way more special.
What kind of advice would you give parents who are coaching kids right now, who give like the same, they hear the same things from their kids at a young age, like, I want to be a Division I athlete or basketball player one day. I want to play in the NFL or NBA. What would you say to those people who get that message from their kids, Tim?
What I would tell them is to follow your dreams, to work at it. But don't just have a dream. You got to go work at it. You got to make sacrifices. It's nice to say you want to do something, but it's another thing to go out and actually do it and try to accomplish that that dream or that goal. I would say, you know, to these young kids, what I told TJ, don't ever let somebody tell you can't do something. because he has been told all of his life he's too small, he's too short, he's too slow, he doesn't jump fast enough, he's not athletic enough. But he didn't believe those people.
Yeah,
he went out on his own, and you know, we worked out a ton, but he went out, he proved those people wrong. And the mind is a powerful thing, and when you put your mind to something, you can do anything you want. It doesn't matter what it is. And my son has chose to be an NBA player because of how hard he worked and how much he wanted it. When you want something and you go after it, you can do whatever you want.
You said too slow. I don't know if you knew this, but they measure the speed of guys in the NBA playoffs. TJ's actually been the fastest player in the entire tournament. Did you know that? On average speed?
I didn't know that, but I was listening to you just a few minutes ago before I got on, and when you said that, I was that's interesting. Well, I didn't know that.
Well, hold on, Tim. So I got to get your thoughts here. Like, do you have names that you would absolutely put on the Pittsburgh basketball Mount Rushmore?
I mean, everybody has a great argument. I mean, I heard Mike White earlier talking about, you know, different people.
Is there one name that really resonates with you, like that you think of when you were growing up as a basketball player here, coaching or anything, that you say, you know what, this guy was like the inspirational basketball figure for me?
Like, I just remember, like, when I went to camp over at Pitt with Larry Harris and Connie Hawkins.
Yeah,
and,
those are names.
I mean, all those names. I mean, there's so many great basketball players. It's so hard to put in perspective on who should be because, you know, people say Michael Jordan was the best. People in this era say LeBron James is the best. So everybody has a different argument. But I'm just proud that my son is in the conversation.
Yeah. That's right.
To be part of that group, because you're talking about some great players.
Tim, where does that fading, hang-in-the-air jump shot that he makes all the time come from? Because I watched him at Duquesne. I watched him at Arizona. Haven't watched all of his NBA games because we obviously not as closely connected to that now with the job I do. But, like, he's perfected that. It's unbelievable. Is that something he's always had in his bag, or is this a newfound aspect of his game?
Now, I got to tell you, in high school, his pull-up jumper was his go-to. I mean, he just could stop on a dime and elevate over people and make a pull-up jumper. And he's just perfected it to go to the next level with college and the pros, because guys that are so much bigger and more athletic. But that's something that he really worked on. His pull-up jumper was always special and something that, you know, he always went to.
Yeah. Well, enjoy Oklahoma City for the third time these playoffs, and hopefully this is the time where you guys get a little champagne in celebration. It has been a remarkable story. We've all loved it. Tim, you've loved it more than anybody else, so let's keep the good times going, and we'll talk again when they win, okay?
And I got to tell you this. I told TJ last night after the game, I said, I surely hope when you win it that the NBA trophies like the Stanley Cup, because we want to bring it to Pittsburgh and have people come and have a big party and just enjoy the moment.
Tim, can I sneak into that party?
You are more than welcome.
Let's go.
You are more than welcome. I will make sure you're at that party.
I'll see you, Tim. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Thanks for having me on. Bye-bye.
There you go. Tim McConnell. See, that's what you got to do, Dom. See how he's in a good mood. His son's doing incredible things. Now, if they win, you got the number. Hey, Tim, that party you were talking about, can we get a date and a time and a
I want to be invited
for that?
Do you think I'd be invited?
You, before you said goodbye to him there, I just heard that brief interaction. You should have said, hey, Tim, that party thing you were talking about, does Pony get a plus one?
See, that felt like an inappropriate time to ask.
Do you think it was inappropriate for me to just ask right there?
No, you were good. You were good. I feel like me, he just wants to probably, you know, hang up the phone and doesn't want to talk to me.
He looks at you like a minion almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Essentially. Maybe I should have changed that and said, hey, you know, Tim, I'm a big
deal. Do you feel like that's why some hosts go after you the way that they do? Because they look down on you? Like, do you think Pomp looks down on you? Do you think Starkey looks down on you? Do you think Crowley looks down on you? Do you think Mueller looks down on you?
You know, I'll be honest. The only person here who I think looks down on me is Callis. And Bechtold somewhat.
So it's like a producer jealousy thing, maybe.
I'm not saying jealousy. I just think...
Well, maybe it's like they feel like you're invading their turf.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's why I give Donnie a lot of credit, because he talks to me like we're on the same level,
Donnie's,
even though we're obviously
Donnie
not.
Donnie still makes fun of you and disagrees with your opinion, But he does it in a less personal way, if that makes sense.
100%. And that's why I love Donnie.
Well, that was cool to talk to Tim McConnell. That was just awesome watching the Pacers blow out the Thunder last night. And he is making history as far as Pittsburghers go in basketball.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Basketball. That music means it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief. Our biggest football topic of the day, usually brought to you by the ultimate football guy, Donnie, but he's on vacation in Delaware, so that means it's time to hear it from intern Dom, sponsored by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Dom?
Well, this is very exciting. This is the last debrief I'll be doing for Donnie.
Ever?
Not ever, just for a little bit.
So do you feel like you've saved the best for last, or no? Are you mailing it in at this point?
No, hopefully I saved the best for last. I guess you'll be the... You know,
well, the
judge.
Listener will be the ultimate judge.
Well, I've gotten great feedback on my debriefs, but you've hated them.
Again, from imaginary people that you say, oh, these people, and you never put a name to it or anything like that, but that's fine.
Real people. And hopefully they like this one. So I have three topics here. One, two, or three. What do you want first?
Three.
So I saw this on Twitter. Somebody tweeted it out, and it went viral.
Who?
I don't know. I don't have the name pulled up. So okay. Apologies.
So they're not going to get any credit for doing something that went crazy. Got it.
And it was an idea that they put out that I'm going to co-sign. And the idea is that movie theaters in the fall should put NFL games on Sundays, Monday night, Thursday night. And they think it would, like, revitalize the movie industry, essentially.
Horrible take.
Why?
Because people love being able to sit in their own space, their couch, their own TV, their own beer, their own snacks, and watch NFL games. And I feel like the reason why people go out to, say, bars and stuff twofold, they want to have a few pops. They also want to be in an atmosphere where they can, like, scream and yell and have those shared moments with fans. At a movie theater, you're just sitting down. So... And then you have to pay for it. Like, If you go to a bar, you can make a conscious decision to maybe get only one beer, one food, one snack or something, and you don't have to spend a lot of money if you don't want. What is the movie theater going to charge? Like 10, 20 bucks to watch a game that you could get at home for free? I don't know.
Well, I think part
I don't
of
think
the,
it works.
I think part of the fun is, A, you get a screen that's bigger than anything you would otherwise normally get.
Yeah.
You get the nice movie theater concessions.
Yep.
And I don't know.
Super
it's just
expensive.
It's fun. You hate fun. That's what I've learned.
No,
I've worked
that's
with
not
you
true.
For a week. You
that's,
just don't like fun.
No, I fun's my middle name. I just have not. There are certain. I guess this is a cell phone here. There are people that really like enjoy the movie theater experience to the point where they're going once a week or once a month or something like that. I am at most a once a year guy for movies. I'm not anti movies. But I'm not someone that goes to the theater. I'd rather watch it from home.
Well, that's another insane take.
It's insane to like movies at home and not like them in the theater.
To be anti-movie theater is insane.
Yeah, I guess I am anti-movie theater then. I've literally not seen a movie in theater since COVID.
Wow. Well, then I guess you have other issues you need to work on besides football in theaters, but that's neither
that should not be a defining characteristic of someone. Oh, you really need to work that out and get a handle on that. This psychopathic behavior of not wanting to go see movies in the theater. If I said I didn't like movies, then I think you could say, there might be something wrong with this guy. Now, I will admit this, and you could say that this is crazy. If you gave me two options, right? And I'm left, I don't have to worry about my wife's opinion on things or the other people I'm making company with. And I can either watch a game or a movie. And I'm not going to, like, say Steelers game versus movie. I'm just saying, like, random Sunday night football game or Thursday night football game versus movie. I'm taking the sporting event every time.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that.
Okay, good.
I'm just saying, you know, to be anti-movie theater is wild. Second story.
I disagree.
Okay. Second story. Would Tom Brady still be a top five quarterback in the NFL if he played this season?
No.
My answer is...
Of course it's yes, because you've already put out a list that also included Arch Manning on that list if he were allowed to play in the NFL this year. No, he would not be a top five quarterback because he's older. In his last year in the league, he was not. He was still above average. He was still good. But you could see finally at 45... that it had started to catch up to Brady. They had a losing record in Tampa that year. They lost here to a Steelers team as a big favorite when Mitch Trubisky had to come into the game. So I respect Brady enough where if he was training for football, I still think he'd be better than Aaron Rodgers.
I was going to ask, would you take Brady or Rodgers next season?
I would take Brady.
But yeah, I would too.
But I don't think he would be... Wait, so you would take Brady?
Well, I think he would be still top five quarterback.
You think the Steelers could win the Super Bowl with a 47, soon to be 48-year-old Tom Brady right now?
Yes.
You really are on drugs.
His last season in Tampa Bay, he had a career high in completions, 25 touchdowns, only 9 interceptions.
Those
and
aren't
hasn't
good
missed
stats.
The playoffs since 2002.
25-9 is like a Russell Wilson season. He was 26-8 in Denver before he came here. And he had a ton of completions because they were behind in so many games that they were throwing the ball like crazy. Next.
All right, so this is the last one I got for you, and then thank God the debrief for the week will be over.
For our listeners.
Yeah, correct. So we were talking about the all-quarter century team, and so a bunch of discussion branches have come from it.
Yes.
One of them, I was talking with a couple of my buddies the other day, is... It morphed into who is the greatest wide receiver ever.
Oh, my God. You're actually going to do this on the air.
You told me to. Who would you say is the greatest wide receiver
I'd
ever?
I'd say what every person who has analyzed football for the last 30 years has said. The best wide receiver is Jerry Rice.
That's what you say.
That's what everyone says.
What I would
it
say...
It is a consensus. And what you say, what you're about to say is extremely contrarian because you just... Now you don't want to accept the fact that Rice blows everybody away statistically, one more than everybody else. So there's no discussion. The same way there's no longer a debate at quarterback, it's absolutely Brady. It's the same thing with wide receiver.
What I would say is if aliens came down to our planet,
okay,
and we explained the sport of football to them,
yes,
and then we said, I want you to describe us the best possible wide receiver you can conceive, they would describe.
And why do we need to do this with aliens? I don't understand that part of the hypothetical.
It's creatively
here.
Setting up my point, because they would describe Randy Moss.
Why couldn't you have just said a football coach gets to make a wide receiver in a lab and he would create somebody who looks like Randy Moss? Why do alien life forms have to get thrown in here?
Because it's more creative.
Think about how much time it would take to teach them football. By the time you got to the wide receiver question, you would be like years into it.
You're focusing on the wrong point.
Yes, because it was a very odd way of setting up the point, which again is asinine, that because in a lab, or because aliens would prefer Randy Moss's body type over Jerry Rice, he's therefore a better player. I've said this before because it's true. I think if you did the same thing with your silly aliens and said, you can take a quarterback, do you want Ben Roethlisberger or Tom Brady? They would pick Ben. Because
no,
yes, they would, because he is bigger, stronger, could shake pass rushers better, could extend plays better. Arm strength wasn't a question. He's not as accomplished as Brady. Brady had a better football mind in terms of processing than Ben.
You think Ben was a more talented quarterback than Tom Brady?
He had more God-given football gifts than Tom Brady. Absolutely. That's why one guy was the 11th pick and the other guy went with the 199th pick.
So as far as Moss and Jerry Rice goes, just quickly here, Randy
yes,
Moss
it's not
was...
even a discussion. Jerry Rice is here. And Randy Moss is great, but is here.
Randy Moss was the perfect wide receiver. He should have won two Super Bowls. In the first year, he finally got a good quarterback. He had the greatest single season a wide receiver has genuinely ever had.
Okay.
So you can have all the longevity stats with Jerry Rice. I will take the
guy. Okay, let me go back to the aliens thing, though, for a moment, if we could. You think the aliens, based on that whole setup that you had, would take Randy Moss over Calvin Johnson?
Yes. I
don't think so. I think it's, or at the very, it, I don't think that that's a open shut case.
You think Calvin Johnson, now I'm open to this, but so you would say Calvin Johnson's a more talented wide receiver
than
Moss?
I think it's possible, yeah. I think he's a little bit less talented, but I think it's really, really close.
Well, I would have Calvin Johnson fourth on my list behind Rice, Moss, and AB. And then I probably round it out with T.O. Yeah. That'd be my top five. But Moss is number one, and I think everybody eventually will come around to that.
No, no one will. Thank you for the debrief. There is not a single person who listened to that conversation who was persuaded by you. There's not one person who heard that and said, you know what? Dom is onto something. He's right. Everything that Jerry Rice did is now looking less impressive, and in fact, Randy Moss is a better wide receiver.
Who was more talented right now? Answer, go.
Moss.
There you go.
He wasn't as productive.
Did he have Joe Montana?
He had Tom Brady.
And he had the best season a wide receiver's ever had.
Yes. And then he had other years with Tom Brady that were not as good as years Randy Moss had in San Francisco, which kind of defeats your argument. If he played only 1 year in New England, you might be onto something, but he didn't.
Well, the next year, Brady was injured. What are you talking about? He
2010, it got so bad.
Well, he was
Moss.
Old then.
Old?
Yeah, he was at the tail end of his career.
He was in his early 30s. What are you talking about?
Old for a wide receiver.
Yeah,
come on.
And Jerry Rice, from that point till he was like 42, was still the best wide receiver in the NFL. I can't believe we're actually talking about this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.